It's like you have like 50 people just
when they're talking to their neighbor.
But you know what though? But if you ask those people, they weren't. But when you ask those people, I think what's something we should learn from that is they weren't doing that because they were bored or they didn't think it was funny. They were just listening.
Right.
And that's what the weird part
is. That's my job. I'm a listener.
It's like you have like 50 people just staring at you, like just like waiting for every word. And you're like, can you like laugh? Can you like talk to us?
I do want to say.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I do want to say thank you to Big Fatty because he helped move it along. 38 minutes.
And totally ripped on us the entire time, yeah. And Ricky.
But he also did ask questions, too.
Yes.
Which was nice.
Yes.
I told the story I said I would never tell.
Which, what did we learn from that?
Apparently no one cared.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He helped move it along.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1065 of the BFO for Monday the 27th of February 2012, y'all. Ooh, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, Big Fatty's kind of been under the weather. Poor Big Fatty. Colonics, Big Fatty, please. It's Monday, and the first thing out of your mouth is colonic. Oh, dear Gussie, that's vulgar. It's just vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. I can assure you that my voice sounds much better than my body feels. Big Fatty, you've had a hell of a weekend. Y'all, I gotta tell you. And I know people, we don't want to hear about your ailments. You're just old, Big Fatty. You're old. And y'all, it's true. It's true. And y'all, I'm going to tell you. And bear with me on this, because you know the old people, they love to talk about their bowel movements, and they love to talk about... And they love to talk about the pills they're taking and what doctor they've been to. So y'all just bear with me on this. You know, I started the new food regime. I'm not going to call it a diet because it's just a different way of eating, but it's a food regime where I'm trying to eliminate the carbohydrates and the sugar and the dairy. And so, y'all, I have done that, and I've been successful with that. You can't remove it all, but y'all, I've not had any breads or any rices or spaghettis or pastas or anything like that. No flour, you know, no dairy, nothing like that. And I've had nothing sweet to eat. Y'all, I did have a dream that somebody was eating from a bag of potato chips. In front of me, and I reached in and I had two potato chips before I realized what I had done. And y'all, it left a nasty taste in my mouth. Oh, dear Gussie. But anyway, but y'all, I was tempted all weekend long because you know we had a big event at the coal mine this weekend, and so we had to work on Saturday and be around and greet former coal miners and all kinds of stuff like that. So anyway, it was a short weekend, but y'all, I'm going to tell you something. And then I did, there was a coal miner speaking competition that I was asked to judge. And so I did that Friday afternoon you know, they provided a lovely box lunch of a lovely ham and cheese sandwich on a lovely bakery roll with potato chips and pasta salad and cookies and an apple. And so, y'all, I called that the big box of carbs. And then on Saturday, they provided lunch for us. And, y'all, it was basically the exact same thing, except the apple wasn't there. Poor Big Fatty. And so, y'all, needless to say, I didn't partake in either one of those, but it was put right in front of me. And, y'all, I think that's good to test your willpower. Test your willpower, baby. Yes, Big Fatty, you need to test your willpower. And, y'all, by the way, I am watching the red carpet with that Joan Rivers. Y'all, don't ever get plastic surgery, Big Fatty, or don't get as much as Joan Rivers. So, anyway, so, Anyway, y'all, after I recoded, well, I'll back up. On Thursday, I noticed that I had this kind of pain in my left side, and I'm like, I don't know what that is, and I'm like, well, I don't know, but it was tender more than anything, and you know, you don't have an appendix over there or anything like that, so I didn't really worry about it. Then on Friday, y'all, it looked like something had bitten me over there on that side, and I thought, well, what would have bitten me? You know, it's just a couple little places, and it looked like somebody had bitten somebody. Ready? Nobody's been over to bite you. So anyway, I didn't really think that much about it. And then, y'all, on Thursday, my back just hurt. I mean, it hurt. It was sore, and there was a shooting pain from time to time, and it was, poor McGrady, you're just falling apart. I am. And so, you know, Friday, I did all my different things and all, and after I did my judging and all, I came home for a little while and laid down, and y'all, when I got back up, my back was really, really hurting. And then, y'all, I noticed that I had kind of a little rash around on the front of my left side. And I'm like, well, what is this? I just don't understand what it is. Well, y'all, this went on, and the back pain was just awful. And, you know, I tried to sleep Friday and Saturday nights, and y'all, well, Friday night I did better because I just went on to bed early and just, you know, and but Saturday night, y'all, I was up to 2:30 a.m. in the morning, Sunday morning, before I could fall asleep. And and you know, it's just hard to get comfortable. And y'all, then there was just a real sharp pain in my back, and y'all, and then I looked in the mirror, and I had some of this little rash on my left side on my back too, and I'm like, well, what is this? And y'all, I called Granny because Granny he's not a registered nurse, but he's I don't know what the designation is, but he's a medical professional. Big Granny, don't use professional in describing Granny ever again. But anyway, so I called him, and y'all, by Saturday, I noticed that my intestinal tract was not moving as it should. And y'all, what I thought on Friday, through self-diagnosis, evidently Dr. Stone was not available for me to do a consultation with. anyway, y'all, I thought, well, you know, maybe with this change in diet and all, maybe things just aren't moving the way they should be, since, you know, and my body's going, whoa, what are you, oh, Big Friday, what are you doing? Big Friday, and y'all, it's still, as I'm recording you, it's just now, things are just now beginning to move a little bit. Big Friday, please, we don't need to hear about your colonic activity. But anyway. So, anyway, I had thought on Friday, well, maybe I'm just, you know, I'm not regular. So, y'all, and quite frankly, and I'll be honest, since I went on this new food regime, I thought, well, maybe I don't need as much fiber, you know, because I'm eating lots of solids and things that I consider to have natural fiber in it. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you something, I have gone to double fibering after every meal now, just to get it all moving again, and and it's beginning to start. But I don't think that is causing the pain in the back or the rash or anything, although it all may be connected, y'all. Because after speaking to Granny about all of this, y'all, I believe I've got the shingles. Big Fatty, all of that explanation for the damn shingles? Really? And, anyway, Granny said, yeah, that you probably do, because y'all, the rash is just on the left side of my body. And y'all, of course, I went to my favorite doctor when Phineas Stone is not available, and that is WebMD. And y'all, so I went, and of course, the shingles, it's one of the characteristics is it's either on the left side of your body or the right side of your body, and it's a red rash, and they'll blister up and all this. And so and it's oftentimes accompanied by severe back or stomach or I don't know, somewhere else, maybe neck pain or something like that. And so y'all, I have decided that's what it is. And y'all, but I don't know what's causing it. I don't know what's causing it, because y'all, you know, the shingles is kind of, once you've had the chicken pox, then you can't get the chicken pox again, but the chicken pox virus stays with you. And y'all, that's, it manifests itself into the shingles when you get to be older. And it sometimes it's brought on by stress. Well, y'all, Here's another piece to the puzzle. Sunday, not yesterday, not the 26th, but on the 19th, on Timmy Sims's birthday, exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, that was the final day of the big horror contest. And y'all, the president of the horror council, he was not feeling well, and I found out later, a couple of days later, that he had a mild case of the shingles. Now, y'all, I don't know how contagious it is, because there seems to be conflicting reports on that. Some say that you can't get the shingles from somebody else, and others say stay away from people that have the shingles until like the blisters break and the liquid is all gone. So, you know, I'm not real sure. Big Fatty, you have absolutely ruined everybody's bronchus now. We don't need to hear about your pus film. Anyway, and of course on Monday when I was getting ready to leave, I was hugging and kissing everybody goodbye and all this kind of stuff. And then, y'all, I had the stress of that weekend, and you heard how tired I was after that. In my voice, and then I had the stress of going to the doctor about the blood sugar on that too, I say Tuesday, and then the stress of changing the way I was eating, and you know, my body just getting used to the changes too. So y'all, I'm thinking that it may have been brought on by a combination of all of those things. And so basically what I'm getting down to, Big Fatty, it's about damn time. You're already 13 minutes into the show, and you're just getting down to the meat. Y'all, I think I'm going to my doctor, and, you know, I'm sure, you know, there's probably a medicated salve he can give me for the rash, but y'all, it really doesn't hurt that much. It's, you know, sometimes people say, oh, that's the most painful part, but y'all, I'm telling you, it's the back pain. It is the back pain, and I know he can give me something for pain to knock my ass out. So y'all, I may be I may be away from the coal mine for a couple of days this week, and I'll ask him the question about being contagious and all that kind of stuff too. But y'all, trust me, this all started last Thursday, and y'all, if it was kicking in then I'm sure I've spread it to the huddled masses by now. Big Fatty, don't you know it. Y'all, I didn't get a chance to talk about spotting Big Fatty the last time we were together. So y'all, I'm going to go over there right now. And I must say right now, as I'm recording this, I probably feel better right this second than I have all day on Sunday. Because y'all, it was not good when I woke up Sunday morning. Oh, dear, I see it was not good. But anyway, y'all, we're going over here to the spotting Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. And y'all, if you don't know how to get there, just go over to the BFO and click on spotting Big Fatty up there at the top of the fat favorites. Oh, dear, I see y'all, there's quite a few posts over here. It's been a while. I think the last The last time I was over here, y'all, Big Fatty told you about the tortilla chip day, and Big Fatty is on a couple of different bags of the big taco tortilla chips. And then, y'all, there's a picture. It's Big Fatty. Wait a minute. Let me just – I have to zoom in on this one. Y'all, it is it is Miss Dorothy Gale flying around in her house up in the tornado, and Big Fatty riding by on his bicycle. Big Fatty, we know how it goes. And y'all, Toppy Smelly put that one up, and they all then, old Poke It One, Gavin, the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, y'all, he has put a picture of Big Fatty holding up the red hanky, and so Satney was evidently keep calm and no lurking day, and y'all, it's nice when you're not lurking out there. I could have used some cellular telephonic device calls to fill up today's show, but I didn't get any. Y'all, Satney was pistol patent day. I don't know what the hell that means. Romo has given up the Twitty for the Lent. And I don't know if that's butt lint or dryer lint, but he's giving it up. And, y'all, there's a bacon platter you can get. And it's new at the Vons, evidently. Y'all, then that hat him, y'all. He knows how the kitties drive me crazy. And, y'all, he's got a picture of a kitty cat with Big Fatty's face looking in the mirror. Y'all, it's vulgar. It's just vulgar. Y'all, speaking of kitty cats, Romo's put a kitty cat tattoo with Big Fatty's face as the butthole. Big Fatty, please. We don't need to hear about kitty cat buttholes either. Y'all, you know that little pig that goes down the zip line going wee, wee, wee. Y'all, well, Mr. Tim Cornwall, the patron saint of the BFO, he's put Big Fatty over there in that television commercial. And y'all, he's also done one. I looked at this earlier. But y'all, he's done one of Big Fatty running the Supreme Court. And y'all, you know, it's Big Fatty's head. It's the same picture of Big Fatty's head on everybody's body. But y'all, they all look so different. They all look so different just based on the body they're put on. Y'all, it's amazing because it's exactly the same, but they all just look a little bit different. And Mr. Tim Cornwall, thank you so much. It's just lovely. And then, y'all, it was Sunday was National Pistachio Day. And tell a fairy tale day. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about anybody's tales. We've already heard about cat butt and your butt. We don't need any other fairy tales. Keep calm and get bacon, y'all. That was the motto for Sunday. And then, y'all, George in the Atlantas has put up. Y'all, speaking of bacon, there's Miss Piggy on the red carpet. Anyway, George in the Atlantas has put Big Fatty's picture on the golden statuette. And, y'all, I guess I'll stay up. Oh, dear gussie. I guess I'll stay up as long as I can and watch the what are these things called? The Oscars on Sunday night. But, y'all, we'll just see. Hell, I may be up for the after parties. Who knows? But, y'all, I hope you have a great Monday, and I hope you don't get the shingles. Because, y'all, it sucks. It just sucks, y'all. It just sucks. And, but I'm going to do my best to get a little show out to you every day, despite the pain, y'all, the things I do for my listeners. Oh, Big Fatty, like telling us about your colonic discharges and talking about kitty butts and what else?
He helped move it along.
We talked about fiber too, moving it along.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.